The man in the bowler hat gave her a reproachful look, then a broad and engaging grin. It was the grin of a low man, Bobby thought suddenly. Not one of those Ted was afraid of, but a low man, just the same. "It's obvious to me," said the man in the bowler, "that at some point in your past you have been the victim of a scoundrel. Although how anyone could be cruel enough to mistreat such a beautiful, classy dame is beyond my ability to comprehend." The beautiful, classy dame, 5'5 or so, 200 pounds or so, shoulders and face slathered with ponds, laughed happily. "Stow the guff and show the child how it works, and are you really telling me this is legal?" The man behind the table tossed his head back and also laughed. "At the ends of the midway, everything's legal until they catch you and throw you out, as I think you probably know. Now, what's your name, dollface?"
"Yvonne," she said in a voice Bobby could barely hear. Beside him, Sully John was watching with great interest. "Sometimes folks call me Evie."
"Okay, Evie, look right here, pretty baby. What do you see? Tell me their names. I know you can't, a smart kid like you, and point when you tell. Don't be afraid to touch either. There's nothing crooked here."
"This one on the end is the jack. This one on the other end is the king. And this is the queen. She's in the middle."
"That's it, dollface. In the cards, as in life, there is so often a woman between two men. That's their power. And in another 5 or 6 years, you'll find it out for yourself." His voice had fallen into a low, almost hypnotic chanting. "Now watch closely and never take your eyes from the cards." He turned them over so their backs showed. "Now, dollface, where's the queen?" Yvonne Loving pointed at the red back in the middle.
"Is she right?"
the man in the bowler asked the little party gathered around his table.
"So far," Rhonda said, and laughed so hard her uncorseted belly jiggled under her sundress.
Smiling at her laughter, the low man in the bowler hat flicked one corner of the middle card, showing the red queen. 100% correct, sweetheart. So far, so good. Now watch. Watch close. It's a race. Between your eye and my hand, which will win? That's the question of the day."
He began to scramble the three cards rapidly about on his plank table, chanting as he did so, "Up and down, all around, in and out, all about, to and fro, watch 'em go, now they're back, they're side by side, so tell me, dollface, where's she hide?"